Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The legislature passed and the governor of Kentucky signed a bill that bans abortion when there's a detectable heartbeat. That occurred on a Thursday. Well, guess what? The next day, a federal judge in Kentucky blocked the fetal heartbeat law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this was lightning speed.
Oh,
if it were the other way around, you wouldn't have a judge anywhere that you would find that would jump on something this quick. This bill, called Senate Bill 9, was passed in the Kentucky House, already passed in the Senate. It's a fetal heartbeat bill, and it passed by a vote of 71-19 on Thursday night, and it was signed into law by Governor Matt Bevin. Well, on the next day, a federal judge in Kentucky ultimately blocked the law. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of EMW Women's Surgical Center, saying that this law is unconstitutional and a judge already blocked it. So now the litigation will continue until this case perhaps makes it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, this just, it's astounding to me how judges are no longer, many of them not judging cases, you know, in a constitutional way, but yet they're becoming activists. And here's an example of this. You know, I remember asking you, I was like, how could a judge turn around and block something that a governor just signed?
Yeah, Judge David Hale from the Western District of Kentucky ruled that the law was potentially unconstitutional and delayed its implementation for at least 14 days until a hearing can be held. So he issued what's called a temporary restraining order. That's only effective for that short period of time. You have to come back again and then argue for a preliminary injunction, which the judge likely will probably give since he already blocked it on a TRO. And then that would mean that the law is blocked, does not go into effect until the litigation continues. It'll go through the courts all the way perhaps up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This bill's a common sense bill.
Mm-hmm.
Life, we know, biologically, medically, every other scientific way, begins at the moment of conception. A unique human being is created at that moment with separate DNA from the mother and even the father and anyone who's preceded that particular baby. That life is a brand new human created in the image of God. The only difference is size and time differentiates it from you and me because of time.
Right. Doesn't not start out as human and then all of a sudden become human. It was human from the beginning. And then, like you said, time, it grows. And we are here today, you know, as an example of that.
Right. Time changes how we look.
Exactly.
Even as much as we don't want to admit it, time changes
no,
how we look.
But it's still a baby, no matter how small, you know, and with the technology now, we can see that. Most people's first baby pictures are ultrasounds because you see their babies, you know, and to deny that baby the right to live is just atrocious.
Yeah. And this is, remember, the place where the woman, actually, April Lanham, a woman 18 weeks pregnant, allowed the room to actually hear her preborn baby's heartbeat by way of an electronic monitor.
You know, that must have been a powerful moment for them to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, afterwards, she stated that she did so because the heartbeat would be a powerful noise for lawmakers to hear.
So they need to play that for this judge.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is Roe versus Wade is unconstitutional. It was never based on the Constitution to begin with.
Right.
Never. It's been an aberration of constitutional law, and that's what a federal court of appeals said last year, a case that's currently pending before the Supreme Court regarding a potential case that they might take up, a case out of Alabama that banned dismemberment abortion.
Right.
That particular court said that the Supreme Court created a constitutional aberration in the area of abortion. And that's putting it lightly, to be frank. It's never been constitutional. It is a violation of the rule of law. It's a violation of the Constitution. It is judge-made imposition of their own opinion, not the rule of law. And frankly, I think there's more judges that are now becoming bold enough to actually say that in print. Mm-hmm. Indeed, in that one case that I was talking about, the dismemberment abortion case out of Alabama, one judge specifically called for the Supreme Court to overrule Roe versus Wade. So what we have here is this relic that has caused so much human carnage since 1973, Roe versus Wade, and some of the other abortion cases that have followed. And now what we're seeing in opposition to the radicalism of New York, passing laws that you can abort a baby even while the mother is dilating and even allow it to die after birth, you've got these majority other states that are strongly pro-life, and they recognize the humanity of the unborn. As I said, the House in Kentucky passed this 71-19, and the Senate passed it 31-6, overwhelming numbers. And basically what this law says is that once you detect a heartbeat of the child, then the abortion is not permissible. That is, you know, the heartbeat can start in the early phases of the first trimester, around 6 weeks, you're going to hear that heartbeat. And most women won't even know that they're pregnant by then, mm-hmm. because that's only a month after the perhaps menstrual cycle, a month and maybe 2 weeks. And they wouldn't even realize necessarily that they're pregnant. So by the time someone goes to get an abortion, clearly 8 weeks or so, or at the earliest, the heartbeat would already be detected.
Right. And, you know, it doesn't matter what state you're in. Life is still valuable. We're still all created in the image of God. And every baby has a right to live. You know, we've talked to abortion survivors who echo the same sentiment. You know, I was supposed to have been aborted, but I lived, thank the Lord, and I'm speaking out on behalf of all these other babies. You know, we've seen 61 million babies so far since Roe versus Wade lose their lives. And 3,000 more are a day happening, you know, in this country, and it's just tragic.
There's a movie that may be in your area. Check it out. It's called Unplanned. I encourage you to see that movie. It's about the story of Abby Johnson, and she was the youngest Planned Parenthood director in the history of mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood. And she saw on the ultrasound, real time, an abortion take place. I don't want to give away the movie, but you'll see that at the very beginning where she is called in to assist in this first trimester abortion, and that is when they use the suction tube.
And granted, previous to that, she was involved in 22,000 abortions before she saw the reality of it.
Yeah, so she's called in because they're short of staff, and the doctor who is doing the abortion needed to have another person operate the ultrasound so he could see where the baby is in relation to the vacuum, the cannula that is vacuuming the baby. And of course, the mother doesn't see that, but you'll see on that video, it's a simulation of it, the cannula coming inside to the mother's uterus and the baby being sucked into this tube bit by bit. And it's that visual that ultimately affected Abby Johnson to the point where she left Planned Parenthood. And that movie is about her story. It's powerful. So don't think that these first trimester abortions are just inconsequential. They're not. There are little baby human beings, and their heartbeats are already taking place. This law would say that when a heartbeat is detected, and it makes sense, I mean, obviously it no abortion should be permitted from the time of conception unless there's a life for a life. And that's a rare, rare, rare situation where the human life of the mother versus the human life of the child are in the same exact predicament. Very rare indeed that abortion should not be allowed even after conception. But the idea here is, historically, we've determined before we had brain capability to look at your brain waves, whether you're alive or not, by taking your pulse, seeing if your heart is beating. And your heart's not beating, well, then you've passed on or you have to be resuscitated. Well, if that's the measure historically, then why not measure it at the beginning and the heartbeat can clearly be detected. These laws, don't get discouraged. I think one of these laws will make it back to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's lots of these bills moving up, lots of these laws moving up to the high court, and it's just a matter of time before abortion is overturned. Please pray that that actually is the case and the day is hastened, that in America, the womb can be a safe place once again. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.